This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Question for my farmer friends in the vast What's on Your Mind audience. Today we have enormous advances in agriculture and equipment. You think of the equipment used today, you think of the, I could go through a laundry list, whether it be the GPS side of things, the precision agriculture side of things, the actual equipment they sit on, the geo-steering, all the advances to improve the yields on the seed side. It's just incredible, the advances in agriculture, and to me it's just American ingenuity at its best. But I'm at the 63rd annual Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, and I've been walking around checking out all the iron of yesteryear, and I wonder what's better. We have more and more and more of everything in every walk of life, right? But there was a day when it was okay to have a house that was, a few yards from the garage, right? My grandparents, even after they moved to town from the farm, they would, the garage was out in the alley. And here was my grandfather in his late 80s, early 90s, trudging through snow out to the garage. And by the way, no garage door opener. No, he would grab a hold of, no garage door opener. He'd grab a hold of the handle.
Oh, no!
And slide the door open. It wasn't even up. It was one of the slider doors to get the Chevy Impala out of the garage, right? And I walked that walk with him many times, Todd. I never once heard him say, "Gosh, I wish I had a garage door opener. Man, I wish I had an attached garage."
So he didn't have a remote car starter either then.
And now you're like in the low rent district if you don't have a double garage, right?
Right.
I mean, you're low rent district. And, more often than not, middle class is a three-car garage these days. So, I just find myself wondering, if it's better now. I think it is from just a purely, what you can touch and see and what things do, right? I mean, imagine the phone on the wall, the party line phone versus the iPhone, right? I mean, hard to say that, oh, gosh, I wish I had the party line back. On the other hand, our values, I think, were more important. I think our character was more important. You didn't open up the news and see some of the things that you see today, right? I mean, bad things happen. I'm not suggesting it was all Pollyanna, but I think they happen to a greater degree now. Look at, I just saw some stats about crime in Chicago. You just think, I wouldn't want to live there. Not with those kind of numbers. So you didn't have that. What was better? That's my question for you farmers. And I ask about farmers because I just think it is one industry that just has had the benefit. You look at what can be produced on the same amount of land today versus 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it's just incredible. And Minneapolis Moline is cruising by me right now. I'm at the 63rd Annual Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Rolog, Minnesota. I'm looking at beautiful rolling hills. And other than some windmills, I imagine this hasn't changed much over the years, over those 63 years when you look out over the landscape. What's changed is obviously what's available to producers to do what they do. And I'm just kind of curious, what was better? Today better? Or do you miss then? And it was a lot harder then. We can go way back, but they'll do some demonstrations here where they take the old horse-drawn plow out to the field. Imagine that. But I don't know. I don't know that anybody said, this is terrible, it's awful, I don't want to do this. So, fascinating. Join us on the telephone, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can call our party line. Call our smartphone. You call our party line from your smartphone. How about that? We'll bridge the generations here on what's on your mind. And the telephone number to call us is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd with your comments. Better then, better now. Tell us, 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. Have I forgotten any way to connect with us? I guess the Scott line, the 24/7 line. I got to get this off my chest, and I want to do it now. You can always call that at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. Allows you a chance to just sort of hop up on that soapbox and say what you need to say and get on with it. We're going to meet some folks today that are here from all over the world, by the way, for the Minneapolis Moline Expo edition of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, that goes today, opened up at 6 this morning, and goes through Labor Day. Something for all ages. I would encourage you, if you've heard about this before, never been here, thought about it, hear what we're talking about today and think, I got too much going on. Just, you won't regret hopping in the car, coming over and to bring the kids and have a great time. There's really something for everybody. It really is. There's a, you know, kids barn where they got all kinds of animals. There's, as I mentioned, the field demonstrations going on. Rows and rows and rows of tractors of all kinds and steam engine demonstrations and miniatures and, the food is fantastic, so there's something for everybody to love. No doubt about it. So, anything on your mind today, lay it on me. Let's talk about it. I will just quickly say on the presidential race, you're seeing a lot of encouraging poll numbers, and I don't know if the full effect of the immigration and speech by Donald Trump is baked into that yet, or his visit to Mexico, but that seems to be brightening. I know that there's been a lot of pessimism, mostly driven by the media, and they want you to be pessimistic, right? They're not for Donald Trump, so they're going to accentuate anything negative and be very quiet about anything positive. But there are some positive signs, there certainly in the poll numbers. And again, the crunch time on polls when they really matter is Labor Day on. We're not even to Labor Day, so that's Monday. So to be where they're at, darn near even in a few polls now and ahead in a few others, I think, encouraging news. So that's something we could talk about. I just want to talk about whatever you want to talk about today. It's Friday. Let's let it rip. We are going to check in with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary about virtuous leadership a little later on. We normally do that on Monday. It's a holiday Monday, so we asked them to join us as part of today's program along with the folks from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. So let me know what's on your mind. Let's go to a caller in Eastern North Dakota that wants to talk about the old days. Were they better than today?
I think maybe they were. I don't know. But you forgot to mention that people weren't so fat back then.
Yeah, well, that's,
they worked harder.
I think that's a part of our culture. They probably worked harder and, you know,
yeah.
And watched it a little closer. Yeah, yeah.
As far as elections, Scott, I think Trump would win it hands down if it's an honest election. I'm really worried about all the extra votes that George Soros supplies to the other side. We have to really keep praying because otherwise, if we lose this country, we're done.
Okay? Ronald Reagan rather famously said, we're only one generation away from extinction.
That's right.
So that's not a long time.
Election was very, very crooked, very, very fraudulent. And I think he's got it figured out so that he can get all these dead people and he's trying to let all the felons vote and all the people that aren't even citizens. It's a worry, I think.
Should felons be able to vote once they've served their time, but they have a felony on their record? Should they be able to vote?
I don't know the answer to that one. In a way, I think they should, and in a way, I think they shouldn't. But it depends on what their state of mind is, I guess. If they're going to be honest and upward citizens, they should. But if they're going to go back to their crooked ways, probably not.
I don't know how you do this, but to me, I'm more worried not about somebody's background. If they've served their time to society and paid their dues, then I don't think they should be held. Obviously, it's on their record, but I think at some point, I'm more worried about people, you know, just being used to vote. In other words, if you go into black neighborhoods and you round up people and say, here's $10 to vote and here's how you got to vote, that's crooked. That's awful. On the other hand, I would hope everybody in those neighborhoods is informed enough to know, you know, okay, who am I going to vote for? Am I going to vote for Hillary Clinton where everything will be the same as it's always been? And I'm just I agree with Donald Trump. The most bigoted person in this race is her because she expects their vote and does nothing for it. Where he's saying, what have you got to lose? Let's change your lot in life here. Let's take your issues head on. I appreciate that. Some sort of litmus test, which I don't know that you can insert into the Constitution. I don't know how you do it. But I'm more worried about an informed voter, someone that I don't care how they vote, just that they have a grasp of both sides of the issues and an understanding and are not just being used by some group or organization or particular party to just be a vote, just to check a box. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, isn't that against the law to try and pay people to vote one way? Isn't that against the law?
Cool.
Why isn't this guy in jail? I can't understand why they don't go after him. He can't even go back to Europe because he screwed up Europe's whole economy there.
You're talking about Soros now? Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Good days or old days? What's better? Tell me.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include partial liquidations of construction and farm equipment at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st, featuring semi-tractors, gravel trailers, gravel screening plants and conveyors, dozers, payloaders, excavators, portable van generators, and farm equipment. All at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st. View all of these items at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once, and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint-condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Better or not, I would say it's sweet bitter. The technology is sweet. It's really made us more productive. But I have to agree with you that the values have really gone by the wayside at the cost of our technology. I remember walking bees from the time I was 6-7 years old. We did it. We walked through there with a corn knife and cut weeds out. I was 10 years old back in 1980. and I started with a Papa John, an old Papa John. It started tilling, which was, it was sweet because you got to ride the tractor and till the weeds instead of going through there by hand. But a lot of things you had to walk them by hand. And my generation, because we grew up like that, had to work harder. We have a value of the hard work. It doesn't scare us. Unlike the generations after us, the generations coming up today, they can't have an idea of something not done automatically or electronically or geochromatically or whatever. And it's a shame. So I would say that our technology came at a price. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's a very good way of saying it. Our technology came at a price. And what's better? It's hard not to see all this technology and precision agriculture and everything else and say, wow, look at what we do. But you also wonder the work ethic, the character it took to do what you had to do with this kind of equipment that we're seeing at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. What replaces that? Now, I know this. Growers today are unbelievable business people, right? I mean, so maybe it goes into the brain power. Rather than the turning the wrench and the things that happen. But I think it's a good discussion because I think it's easy to have it be too easy on the technology side and lose some of what made America great and what makes agriculture great. And I'm not going to put all this on agriculture because to me, we can find that in about every line of work, you know. Love your take on this, though. The old days, the good days, I guess the old days versus today, which do you see is better? We're brought to you in part today. By our friends at ouroldnumber.com. Speaking of the old days, now you and your family can experience the freedom of having your home telephone number, that landline, be as mobile as you are. So no more missed calls when you're not at home, no more telemarketers during dinner. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? How many meals have been interrupted by telemarketers? This technology, they can't get through. You can learn all about this fantastic service by visiting ouroldnumber.com or just giving them a call at 800-774-0530. There's some great deals for our listeners when you call them, including no activation fee. 800-774-0530, ouroldnumber.com. All right. We're going to chat with some more of our listeners about the question of the day and other things on your mind in just a moment after I say hello to Eric Nelson.
Good morning.
How are you, Eric?
Absolutely fabulous.
What do you do here at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion?
A little bit of everything. Actually, my part is we're in charge of the thrashing and the farm demonstration, steam plowing and that. But growing up on here, my family started the show, so we've been involved in everything. I've been on the board, president, been involved with everything. Right now, just taking care of my area.
So 63 years ago, your family said, let's get some people together on a weekend over Labor Day, and that's how it all began?
Actually, in 46, after the war, they got together. It's 54 we incorporated, but in 46, they brought the steam engine out and the thrashing machine that they used before World War II. And the neighbors and cousins, and they cut a little grain with a binder. My grandpa had traded in up at the implement shop here in Rolog, and had a little gathering, and it grew. In 1954, it got so big, we needed to, they came up here to Rolog. It used to be on our farm, which is just on the north side of the grounds here. And from there to this, and you're talking about technology, if you want to see technology, come out here and you go on the east side of the grounds, you see the horses, you go out and see all that prairie gold in the expo that we have out there this year, and all the way up to, there's some brand new equipment out there, but you can see the progression of farming, how it has gone, and we try to demonstrate, show hands-on, and do as much actual live demonstrations as we possibly can. That's what makes our show so unique, I think.
It is great, and it is a lot of activity. So when you're out there, you're like a kid in the candy store. You can see anything you possibly can imagine. What are you most excited about this year for demonstrations?
The Minneapolis Moline line. I had never seen there. They got a model called the U Deluxe, which was built in the 30s. It was kind of designed as a tractor that you took out in the field and had a cab, but it actually had like a pickup cab on it, and you could take it in town at night and go 35 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, and they made 125 of those, and 25 extra without a cap, and we will have two pairs up here, which I don't think has ever been done, where we've had two of each at on the ground on any grounds at one time. So,
wow!
Bring your sunglasses because there is a lot of gold out there. Minneapolis was bright red and orange, and as it progressed, it became gold and white, what they call prairie gold, and then it became gold and white. But with the sunshine, she's beautiful out there. Man, she's beautiful.
And you do these demonstrations every day?
Every day. We're thrashing. They're getting ready. They're setting up right now. We start thrashing. They're sawing right now. We will have a parade at 10. We have a parade at 2. We don't stop. We used to be, when we had a parade, everything else stopped. But our show is so large now. You can be, you know, it's 264 acres. So you can be anywhere. And so we're thrashing. We're doing everything all the time. There's always something to see. We're baling. We're cutting corn, we're shelling corn. They got the miniature land down here. We got the merry-go-round for the kids. We got the little steam train for the kids. They got ponies down there in the horse area that to give rides for them. I mean, I have a friend of mine from Bemidji called and wanted to know if it's something for his granddaughter to do. I said, she will have a blast here. You've got to come out here. Remember, 14 and under are free. Where else do you get? You talk about family value. 14 and under are free. $12 to get in the gate. $20 for a season pass. You can't cover this place in one day.
No, you really can't. It's a little Disneyland for this part of the world. There's a lot to see, a lot to do. As many as 40,000 people come take it in, so it's great. Thanks, Eric. Keep up the great work, and appreciate you sharing a little of the story for our listeners.
We appreciate you coming out and helping us spread the word.
Happy to do it. All right, we're going to talk with some more of the folks here as we go throughout the day. Let's chat with Carol, who's in Southwest North Dakota, on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carol.
Good morning. As far as the generation thing. Everybody wants their kids to not have to work as hard as I did. And our kids have, and I can see it in my grandchildren. They want to start at the top of the ladder instead of at the bottom of the ladder and work the way up the way we had to do. But that wasn't what I called about. I called to say that lady earlier was talking about the election and the chance of it being stolen. We can't forget, and I don't know how we can fix it, but we need to do something, because in the last two elections, all of the overseas military ballots just mysteriously disappeared. Now, I don't know if the ballot fairy flew off with them or what happened to them. But you can probably guess. But none of the military ballots that came from overseas were counted.
You know, we had John Fund on yesterday and talked about some of the stories that are out there, and he debunked a few and said, you know, there are real issues that we need to deal with, and then ones that float around on the Internet that are not true. I didn't get a chance to ask him about the military ballots because I've heard the same thing before. I do want to do a little bit of a checking on that and make sure that's done. At least, you know, a little sunshine on whatever has happened there. One of the ones I'd heard before were, you know, places where more people voted than were registered in a particular precinct. He said that was not true. So some of it's true, some of it isn't. Let's find out what is and then fix it. And be tenacious watchdogs on this. You know, got to go. Appreciate the call, though.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Todd, the radio guy, my card here with your comments today. 701-226-8503. They're pouring in, aren't they, Todd?
They are.
All I care about is my health. And as long as I've got food on my table, I don't give a darn about my garage or my garage door, said another. Going to our analogy of we have more and more garage doors these days to be considered just the norm. Good old days, pre-Obama, said a texter. Like those better. We were asking, what's better? When you look out over what we're seeing here at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, 63rd annual event, you see a lot of things that work just fine. They got the crop in and they got the crop out and everything worked fine. And you came in after a long, hard day and you raised your family and you sent them off to school and everything was fine. And things just kind of get better and better and better and better and more technology and stuff. The point, this stuff is obsolete. I'm just asking, what's better? What was better? And another texter, they made uninformed voters by the federal takeover of education. Different topic, but we were talking about who should vote. Here's a texter. My third generation farmer dad always used to say the only good thing about the old days is they're gone. How about that? Hi, Todd. Things are much better now overall, but we as humans have an infinite capacity for taking things for granted, so we don't even realize that we do have it so much better. Scott mentioned his grandfather never complained about anything he did not have. Well, we as a society have it all and usually spend our time complaining about those things we do not have. Different time, and I'm not sure it's better. I appreciate your take on this, either by text for Todd at 701-226-8503 or by calling us up, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Key Groshon is here. Key is one of the many volunteers that make this place go. Key, nice to see you again. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Good to be here again this year.
How many years have you been doing this?
This will be 39.
You're loving every minute of it?
I love every minute. It came first in 1977, and I'm, you may remember, maybe not, but I'm from Columbia, Missouri, so it's a 750-mile trip one way for me.
Nothing like this down in Missouri, huh?
Oh, there's shows, but not exactly like this.
Well, how is this one different than any other Steam Thresher show?
Well, there's several things. This show is a big show in terms of the acreage, so they're able to do a lot of things, a lot of field activities, and a lot of movement activities that some of the shows that are in more constricted areas can't do. There are some probably shows that maybe are a little bigger in terms of attendance and all, but they're in more confined spaces, and so it's very difficult to move the equipment without, when you have a lot of people, as you know, some of this equipment's quite large. The other thing that's unique up here is this was the area that the prairie tractors were used in, the very big old farm tractors when they first began to develop the gas tractor, right after the turn of the century, 1905 is generally sort of the date when they say they more or less started that were workable. But that period when they developed the prairie tractor and the big tractor that had the power to break up the prairie sod. And so this area was where, of course, they were used, and so this is where you find a lot of them. And the collection here at Western Minnesota, the 15 threshers, probably one of the best in the United States, of the very large gas prairie tractors and the big steam engines here. So it is a show that's very unique in that regard. The other thing that this show has is a big sawmill, the big production sawmill that, of course, was at Comstock, Minnesota for many years, and it's been moved over here. It takes about 12 men to run that. That's very unusual. But it's just a show that has a lot of activity. There's a lot of things going on here, something probably for everybody, you know, in the family. Horse, you find very few places that have a designated horse area, horse farming area that has house, barn, and the field activities right there in that area, nothing else in there. Then you have, you know, the progression through steam up to gas and the more modern production. So it's a very, very active show, and it's just a fun show to come to. And then as a side, I'm in central Missouri, and it tends to be hotter down there in the summer. So I really always enjoy coming up here in the cooler weather and less humidity. It's very, very pleasant.
You get a little relief from that.
Yes, I do.
Missouri heat. Yeah, there's 264 acres, which may sound a little intimidating, but you also have a great transportation network. You got tractors pulling
shuttle wagons
around, and there's a train, an actual
steam train.
Steam train.
A large train that goes all the way around the grounds, and it stops twice, so you can get off on the east side of the grounds and look at the activities there, and that's where the horse farming is, where the main street is with the different buildings, several different buildings there. Or you can stop on the west side, which puts you right next to the expo area where the feature area is, which is, of course, Minneapolis this year. And there's a whole area there you can walk through and look at all of those activities. And then that's close to the big sawmill, too. So handy.
Easy to get around. Kids are it's very kids-friendly. A lot of grandkids here. And, of course, 14 and under free. That's you don't hear that many places anymore.
No.
So that's kind of a nice feature, too. I was going to ask you your favorite, but I see your jacket says Rumley.
Advance Rumley. That was an old tractor company you were talking before we went on the air.
Oil pull tractor?
Oil pull tractor. And the reason they had that name is because they were oil cooled. You know, before the advent of antifreeze, it was very difficult in the winters to keep the tractors. You know, you had to drain the water, or you just didn't use them. Or they tried a variety of things like alcohol, which, of course, you got it warm, it boiled off. And so Rumley came up with a product that used oil, very thin grade oil, to cool it. And that allowed them to run in the winter. And we have a number of fine examples of Rumley oil pull tractors here on the grounds. Not featuring them this year, but we have, and we will probably in the future do that. So every company had a unique feature that they used. As you know, there were probably as many tractor companies as there were old car companies when they were trying to develop the automobile before they evolved into the big three automakers. And actually now there's just one major farm equipment maker in the United States, and that's John Deere, that still traces its heritage all the way back. But at one time, there were several hundred manufacturers of farm equipment. And some of them
Several hundred.
And some of them made only, you know, a few, maybe only a prototype or one or two or very few. The other interesting thing about Minnesota in the farm equipment business is if you look at the manufacturers that were listed, now, as I say, many of them didn't build many models or any. Maybe they just built a prototype. But I think if you count them up, there were more farm equipment manufacturers or farm tractor manufacturers in the state of Minnesota than any other single state. So it's a very interesting state in regard to the development of farm equipment, the powered farm equipment like the gas powered. So it's a neat state in that regard. And Minneapolis, the feature this year is very interesting because, of course, Minneapolis made equipment with that name. And, of course, there were three companies that ended up, Minneapolis Steel Machinery, Minneapolis Threshing Machine Company, and then the Moline Implement Company, which was a short line. They all went together to form, of course, Minneapolis Moline. But they kept that Minneapolis name all those years. So really has a strong tie to this state.
It does. That's interesting. You know, the Bobcat was born in a shed in Rosse, Minnesota.
Well, many new pieces of equipment, like you just said, the Bobcat, a Steiger, yeah. You know, the really leading edge of the four-wheel drive tractor. And, in fact, if people are interested in that particular thing, what's developed in Minnesota and North Dakota and South Dakota, right, they're all sort of hubbed together. We have a building here full of home-built implements, not all farm tractors, but implements. And it's amazing to go in and see
innovation.
What the people in this part of the country were doing prior to the time the big manufacturers started to build big farm tractors again. Now, this is after the rubber tire advent. But what some of these people were doing to develop the articulated tractor here. Because Steiger, while he was the one that went on to production, many farmers in this area that had a mechanical bent had built various types of articulated tractors in order to get that additional power.
Fascinating. Great catching up with you, Keith. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. We'll let you get back to work, but we'll see you again soon.
It's good to be here, and thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Your questions or comments, welcome. And if we can answer any questions about the Steam Threshers Reunion here in Rolaug, Minnesota, you let us know. Galen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was basically appalled yesterday when I read on page A8 of the Bismarck Tribune about one of the protesters said, and that was protest was a success. We cost them money. We cost the state money. I wonder, is that the goal of many of the protesters down there, to cost Morton County and the state of North Dakota money when our budget is so stressed out the way it is and cutting programs?
Galen, the comment caught my attention. Honestly, by the way, that wasn't just some reporter finding somebody down at the protest site. That was in a press release that they sent out.
Claiming
victory about this, which, again, you have a group of people that want to have happy talk about what's happening down there and suggest that this is America and people have a free speech right and they can protest and that's all fine. And then you have, a reality very different than that. Look, that's right. If that happens on, you know, their own property somewhere, two days ago when that the show began where we had reports of people chaining themselves to equipment, what law enforcement tried to do there after getting that situation handled was move people 100 yards away and say, protest all you want right here. You can protest. You just can't chain yourself to equipment. You can't come on land that is not yours and stop. Activity from happening. That's unlawful. This is an unlawful activity, and it remains so. And my sense is from a lot of our listeners, they've had enough of it. I mean, this is getting to a point where the people ought to be arrested. And by the way, one of the protesters who chained himself to equipment yesterday was given, in court, in a Morton County courtroom, 29-day suspended sentence. So goes in and says, okay, your jail sentence is 29 days, but by the way, we're going to suspend it. Well, if I were a protester, I'd just do it all over again. There's not even consequences for this.
That's the exact thing I'm saying. I, as a taxpayer, am really had it. I don't mind them having their First Amendment rights. I want them to have it. But when they blatantly want to cost us money like that, there needs to be some restitution made. I'm going to contact all three of my state representatives and state senator that I'd like to see legislation introduced. And if we as people can sign a petition, maybe to take it to civil court because of what they are costing us. I heard it's $100,000 a week just in law enforcement costs out there. My gosh, we're looking at a third of $1 million already for as long as it's gone. And they're doing it intentionally? To me, that's beyond of just what criminal activity. There needs to be something done to deal with them wanting to just keep on doing this. And
yeah, well,
I maintain
there are professional protesters that do this for a living. Same kind of deal as the Black Lives Matter. That's what they do, and they are executing a plan here, and you couldn't be any more right. I think the obligation of the local Native American community is to say, we don't want that. That isn't what we're trying to do, because they're going to pay the tab. They should get the bill for that law enforcement. Not to mention the company. I have heard the number of $400,000 a day. Now, we can't allow that to happen in North Dakota. They'll just keep doing it. Spike and Chuck, you're next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway, so it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
From the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, 63rd annual today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. If you use the promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to get a heck of a deal. Four pillows for the price of one. That's right. That's $160 savings because you get two classic pillows, two travel pillows for under $100. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. You want to call them? And you're going to get the 69 money-back guarantee and the 10-year warranty and that fabulous pillow. It is just the best. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right. Let's see. Spike in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Let's get you in here before our next guest from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion in Rolog today. What's on your mind, Spike?
I got a complaint. I got...
Lay it on me.
Three quarters of the mail I got coming there from Republicans. Paul Ryan, the Republican Party, and I'm getting sick and tired of it. I've sent in some money in the past, but they're not going to get any more money because they don't back the man that's running for president. They're worried about getting their own bread buttered and not taking care of the wishes of the people.
Well, that's what the election's about, right?
Yeah. I just don't understand why they don't back the man that's running for president. The people voted him in.
Well, I think most of them are. I just think there's a few that don't like the idea of losing a grip on power, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate the call. Although, you know what, Spike? Watch for that to change. That might just change. You just see, that tone changing among some. It'll be interesting to see whether it does or not. Emailer says, "Hey, Scott, you may not be doing this on purpose, but you are using situational ethics to influence your listeners into voting for Donald. This is your own version of propaganda to perpetuate the narrative that we must vote for the lesser of two evils. If your worldview is a Christian one." Please educate yourself and gave me a website, stepstopoliticalepiphany.com, which is a pastor that is suggesting that you don't go there. I think Donald Trump now is up to well north of 1,000 evangelical leaders that have supported his candidacy. I happen to be Catholic. I've seen a lot of Catholic commentary on this, but, like with any candidate, you've got to assess everything line by line, but there's nothing for Catholics that says, well, you can't vote for Donald Trump. So I just would reject that. To me, the Supreme Court for religious freedom, the Supreme Court for the life issue, the Supreme Court for everything we believe about the Constitution is the last line of defense. And Donald Trump has given a pretty significant window into who he would appoint. And for that issue alone, Donald Trump ought to get our vote. But that's my opinion. Everybody gets to decide these things for themselves. That's the great thing about America. Another guest here from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion and this 264 acres of bliss. Eric Nelson is, different Eric. Different Nelson. Brian Nelson is here. Talked to Eric earlier. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good.
Brian Nelson is, I understand, an instructor. Out here, what do you instruct folks on?
Right now, this morning, we're putting on a little class for the younger kids, building little air engines. They get to build the whole thing.
They actually build an engine.
They build the engine, do all the drilling and all the machining on it, and then they get to take it home.
No kidding.
They're invited to bring it back next year and display it.
What is the what is an air engine?
A little air engine. It's just a wobble engine, I guess, is one another term for it. It's probably one of the real earliest engines made. It's basically could be run on steam as well, but this one is a lot easier just run on compressed air.
How long does that take to whip up?
Well, the class will probably take about an hour and a half. We get about 10, 15 kids signed up Friday mornings, Saturday mornings. Do two classes a year. And this has been going on probably now for 6-7 years probably. And now we got the kids that built the first engines are out now playing with the bigger engines, displaying them for us.
Yeah, so they become part of the team here.
Yeah, that's what we got to start them young.
Yeah, that's great. And what kind of comments do you get from the kids when they're...
Oh, they love it.
How they do?
Everyone is around. Everyone starts before they leave the class. And it's been a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it.
What other kinds of things do you do out here?
Oh, a little bit. I'm the third generation. My grandfather was the first president up here. So this has been in the family for years, since the start. Now our family's in the fifth generation now, and they're all active and just love it.
I don't imagine you just showed up today either.
No, we've been up here since I could ever remember, and it's a lot of wonderful people up here. And
there's a lot of work that goes into this, though.
There's a lot of work, and it's, from cleaning the bathrooms to They're running the big steam engines, and everybody just loves to do what they do.
You know what I love about it? There's a lot of kids.
It is.
And when you talk about the, you know, the air engine, the kids that are here and are part of this and volunteer, it's obviously going to have generations doing this for a long time.
It is. I remember being a young kid and remember the old timers saying that, you know, man, I hope the young kids keep this going.
Well, you must have heard them.
We heard them. Well, it's going, you know. It's a lot of fun out here.
That's awesome.
Young and old, I guess, for that matter.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
One of the many passionate volunteers of Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. We're in Rolog, Minnesota, a whole other hour. Still to go.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.